News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events from the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur and in today's episode, we bring you an exclusive interview with Kevin Kelly, the ambassador of Ireland to India, where he delves into Ireland's role as the partner country at the 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival and the deepening cultural bridge between India and Ireland. We also have a report from Tripura on community-based conservation. But first, let's head to Nagaland, where the serene hills are alive with traditional dances, music, and cultural grandeur as the state celebrates the 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival. The Festival of Festivals began on the 1st of December at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama near Kohima, showcasing the state's rich traditions and vibrant cultural heritage. Our Kohima correspondent Asuna reports from the ongoing celebrations.
The Hornbill Festival opened with a grand ceremony at the Unity Plaza in Kisama on December 1. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla and Chief Minister Nipiu Rio officially declared the 10-day festival open by sounding the traditional gong. In his welcome address, the governor, who is also the chief host, extended warm greetings to visitors from across the country and abroad.
As we commence this year's festival, let's celebrate with unity, responsibility and pride. May the Hornbill Festival continue to strengthen harmony, foster sustainable growth and uphold the values of respect, hospitality and peaceful coexistence.
Chief Minister Nipiu Rio said the Hornbill Festival reflects the Naga way of life rooted in unity and oneness among the state's diverse tribes.
All our friends, well-wishers and visitors who have traveled from far across India and also world over, welcome to Nagaland, the land of festivals. We are honored to have with you in our midst. Hornbill Festival is not merely a celebration. It is an expression of the Naga's ways of life.
As evening descended, the festival grounds came alive with a spectacular performance titled Hornbill Dream by the Task Force for Music and Arts. With its dynamic blend of musical acts and cultural showcases, the show captured the vibrant spirit of Nagaland, setting an energetic tone for the celebration ahead. This year marks the largest ever international participation at the festival with six partner countries, Austria, Malta, Switzerland, Ireland, France and the United Kingdom, along with Arunachal Pradesh as the partner state. Throughout the festival, tens of thousands of visitors are thronging the heritage village, exploring traditional morongs, tribal craft stalls and the aroma of local delicacy. From breathtaking cultural display and colorful costumes to exhibitions of art, crafts and textile, Kisama has transformed into a true cultural hotspot. Regular attractions like the iconic Hornbill Music Festival, the Second World War Peace Rally, evening concerts and night carnivals are also drawing large crowds. The Hornbill Festival continues to celebrate the spirit, identity and unity of the Naga people, welcoming the world into the heart of Nagaland's living tradition. With Mary Asonyo from Kohima.
Tripura is taking a significant step forward in strengthening community-led forest conservation. As part of the Indo-German Conservation Project, a 26-member delegation from the state has returned from an 8-day exposure visit to Nagaland, where tribal communities have successfully protected and managed their forests for generations. The team brings back valuable insights that could enrich Tripura's own conservation efforts. Our Agartala correspondent Suman Bhattacharji has more to say.
To strengthen further community-based forest and biodiversity conservation, the Indo-German Bilateral Development Cooperation, Climate Resilience Forest Landscape of Tripura, has been working continuously in Tripura. The project's primary objectives are to enhance the resilience of forest ecosystems to climate change, encourage community-led conservation initiatives and improve the adaptive capacity of forest-dependent communities. As a part of this initiative, a 26-member delegation from Tripura recently undertook an 8-day educational exposure visit to various community conservation areas in Nagaland. These are village territories where local tribal communities themselves frame rules to protect forests, wildlife, and water resources and preserve them across generations. In villages such as Konoma and Santonio, some of the strongest community-managed conservation systems in the country have evolved. Based on local participation, discipline, and long-standing traditions, these regions have not only been able to protect forest and biodiversity, but have also created opportunities for sustainable livelihoods. Agriculture, ecotourism, handicrafts, community conservation initiatives have opened new avenues in all these areas. During the Nagaland visit, the Tripura delegation interacted with village leaders, elders, youths, and even former hunters. They closely observed community-based governance systems, conservation management and patrolling methods, participatory micro-planning practices, generational leadership, and collective decision-making processes. Speaking about the exposure tour, Forest Ranger Officer Jagat Deburma said,
"The effort of Naga people for conservation of forest and wildlife resources. We have been there in Nagaland CCA area, which are best known as one of the India's examples for grassroots conservation, where local communities specially participated in protecting the forest resources, wildlife resources, and water resources in their particular area. The exposure visit was the vision of our CUNPD, Sri S. Prabhu, sir. Under his leadership and his vision, we got a chance to visit Nagaland to learn about their practices for conservation and protection of wildlife and other natural resources."
The participants' opinion is clear. Community ownership is the true key to sustainable conservation. It ensures the protection of forests as well as long-term livelihood security for local people. After returning to Tripura, the delegates plan to incorporate these learnings into various project activities. They hope that Nagaland's tribal community-driven model will inspire greater participation and renewed enthusiasm among forest-dependent communities in the state. For Northeast Diary, Suman Bhattacharji, Akashvani Agartala.
And in a special interview, Ambassador of Ireland to India, Mr. Kevin Kelly, speaks with Asuno, Assistant Director News, Akashwani News, Kohima. In this conversation, they discuss Ireland's role as the partner country at the 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival and the growing cultural ties between India and Ireland. From strengthening people-to-people connection to promoting tourism, heritage and meaningful collaboration with Nagaland, this interview highlights how cultural diplomacy is shaping a vibrant new chapter in India-Ireland relations.
Today we are joined by His Excellency, the Ambassador of Ireland to India, Mr. Kevin Kelly. In this conversation, we dwelt into Ireland's role as a partner country at the 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival and the deepening cultural bridge between India and Ireland, from strengthening people-to-people ties to promoting tourism, heritage and meaningful collaboration with Nagaland. This interview highlights how cultural diplomacy is shaping a vibrant new chapter India-Ireland relations. Thank you, Ambassador Kelly, for
taking the time
and speaking to Akashwani News Kohima.
Thank you so much.
Firstly, let me start by asking you, what motivated Ireland to become a country partner for the Hornbill Festival 2025? And what aspects of Naga culture or values resonate most strongly with Ireland's cultural diplomacy goals in India?
Okay, well, thank you very much. So listen, what motivated us is that for us, we're a small country, Ireland. We have a long history with India in terms of our struggle for independence. We were both colonized countries, etc. But today, India is a big, powerful country, 1.4 billion people. Ireland, very far away, we're a small country. And so even though in Ireland, many people know a lot about India, I don't think the reverse is true. So a younger generation of Indians, and this is a very young country, don't really perhaps know as much about Ireland as we want. So that's really why we do these kind of things. And we deliberately don't want to just confine ourselves to Delhi or Mumbai or Bengaluru or the big cities. We want to get out to different parts of the country. So that's why we have an extensive cultural program. And that's why we're so delighted to be invited to Nagaland this year as a country partner. And why Nagaland? You said, what are the similarities? Well, you know what? It's actually the beauty of this place is astounding. India is a beautiful country. It's so diverse. But Nagaland, when you fly in and it's so green in the mountains, really reminded me of home, reminded me of Ireland. We have very similar landscapes. And also, you know, Nagaland, I think that the culture of music and community and they are values very much that we share in Ireland. So many of the traditions that we have, I visited the museum yesterday and I tried to learn a little bit about Naga culture. And a lot of those actually very similar to our own customs and traditions. For example, about the big occasions in families, weddings, funerals, how we go about it. Our love of music, our love of singing, of dancing. The opening event of the Hornbill, I was blown away with the array of culture. And also what's very interesting is that your culture is not static. You can see, like, you had this amazing performance starting with very traditional Naga dances with the spears and the thing. And then by the end of that performance, we were back into 2025, really modern, hip clothes that you could see in New York or Paris or Milan, and the kind of music. And Irish culture is the same. It hasn't remained static. We also have very core traditional Irish music, but it's also been modernized through the generations. And we now have so the Irish band that we brought here is representing that. It's representing that kind of core Irish traditional music, but with a modern contemporary twist.
Ambassador sir, you have mentioned that we have close need of our culture, music, in terms of music and dances. But how does this collaboration signify for India and Ireland relations? And what diplomatic or cultural message does Ireland hope this collaboration sends to the international community as well?
Okay, well, you know, we've had an embassy in New Delhi for over 60 years now, and we're really working now to deepen and grow that relationship. We have a new strategy for South Asia, but we also, Minister Jaishankar, the Indian Foreign Minister, came to Dublin this year, and to mark his visit, our government had an action plan for enhanced engagement, and that was everything from trade, economic, to grow that relationship, more political links, more visits from Indian political leaders to Ireland and vice versa, and also in terms of people-to-people links, and that's about people from India going to Ireland and vice versa, but this culture thing is so, so important. I suppose that you asked me about what message I'd have. I just think in a world that's so divided at the moment, you know, there's so much conflict, we see wars on our continent, we saw Russia's aggression against Ukraine and its invasion of Ukraine, we've seen troubles in the Middle East, but you know, the one thing that unites countries and unites people is culture, and you could see that last night at this amazing event where you had Naga culture performances, Irish, Japanese. It was truly special, and that's why I suppose that's how culture can be a unifier, I think, is a key message.
Ireland and Ireland have both a rich culture of folklore, music, crafts and community festivals.
Yes.
So what cultural parallels do you see that makes this partnership more meaningful?
Well, I think kind of like I've said already in terms of the exchanges, what I would hope is that, so this year for the 26th edition, we've brought Irish art and culture to Nagaland, and so we've brought it through the music, we've brought it through literature, we've brought a famous historian, we even brought a famous Irish footballer, we've brought some beautiful art, so those people from Nagaland who are visiting the Hornbill Festival will see a wonderful 16-foot sculpture that we brought of a Celtic Irish goddess, Danu, and that, so she is now here in Kisama, which is really beautiful. So but what I would like is that there will be some reciprocity, and that we will also get Irish audiences to experience some of the beauty of Naga culture. So I'll be looking for opportunities to make that happen during the rest of my time here.
So as you see, Ireland is participating in the cultural performances, public artworks and dialect series made the Hornbill Festival. Could you also share what consider as the most important message or hope that Ireland wants to bring to Nagaland through such engagements?
Well, some of the stories we'll be telling. So we have brought this Irish historian over, and she has written extensively about empire and about Ireland and India and empire. So I suppose the one thing I'd love Naga people to learn from all of this is who we are as a people, Irish people, the similarities between us, how many of the challenges that we faced as a country. We were a very, very poor country. When we joined the European Union in 1973, we were the poorest country in Europe, and we're now the fastest growing economy in Europe. We're one of the wealthiest countries. So we've been on a journey, and that doesn't mean we've answered all of our challenges. There's still a long way to go, like there is in many, many countries. We've still things we need to improve. But it's an interesting journey we've been on. So I'd hope that maybe through the discussions and the dialogues that we'll have, we'll be able to share some of those experiences. I see the way Nagaland is developing, and how, you know, the big investment that the government is putting in terms of trying to work to build up the tourism sector, to build up your digital infrastructure, to, you know, so it's truly impressive to be so far away from Delhi and to see so much progress happening. So I think maybe if we could share some of our experiences on our journey.
Beyond the festival, how does the embassy plans to engage local Naga youth, artists and creative professionals? Is there any long-term vision for cultural exchange or capacity building?
Yeah, well, I would hope there will be. This was a start. I mean, this is my first time ever in Nagaland. I met with your very active chief minister and your tourism minister on a number of occasions now in Delhi, but this is the first time that we've had such a big Irish team up here. So we're very much dipping our toe in the water. But I would hope that from this, relationships will develop. So, for example, there could well be opportunities for university links. Our historian guest will be visiting the university here, will be delivering a lecture tomorrow, and we would look to see what possibilities there might be for exchange there. On the cultural front, I would really hope that we've all been really attracted by the richness of the cultural performances we saw. I would really love to see that we'll have an opportunity to bring that to Ireland as well. So I'm hoping that this is the start of a journey and that we will be moving in that direction.
Looking ahead, what is your vision for Ireland and India relations, say, like in the next 5 to 10 years, particularly Ireland engagement with the Northeast India? What role do you anticipate festivals like Hornbill playing in shaping the future?
Well, I'm very ambitious for the future of our relationship. I think that we're doing a lot. I have a really small but a really brilliant team in Delhi, made up of Irish diplomat staff, but also fantastic Indian colleagues. And together we have a shared vision for building up the relationship between Ireland and India. So what I would like to see, first of all, in-house is a bigger embassy team. We're also hoping to move our embassy to a more appropriate building. So we've a lot of ambitions around our operations. But more importantly, in terms of the relationship, I would love to see much more connectivity between our political leaders, much more engagement, both in Delhi and in Dublin, but also at multilateral fora where we all meet, in the UN, in the Human Rights Council, in various other bodies. And I would like to see a growing trade. We have a very healthy trade figure with India, 16 billion euros of trade, but I think there's real opportunities to actually grow that. Now, you asked about the Northeast in particular. What I would like, in a way, is that we could not just develop relationships in the big cities, either in the north or in the south, but that we have an opportunity, you know, to collaborate in other parts of the country. So such as the Northeast, and this is like our first attempt to do that in Donegal. So it's really important that festivals like the Hornbill provide an excellent platform. We arrived here and within a few hours we were in a business roundtable headed by the amazing Abu Mehta, Sri Abu Mehta, and with all the kind of key government ministers talking about opportunities for trade and enterprise and investment. So I think that is these festivals like the Hornbill provide a great opportunity for that.
Lastly, Ambassador Kelly, as someone who has experienced the Hornbill Festival firsthand, what has stood out the most to you as a cultural ambassador, and what message would you like to share with the people of Ireland about exploring and experiencing India's Northeast?
Well, it's just the vibrancy of your cultural identity and the pride that young people have. Wow, that's something I think we could learn. We have a rich culture in Ireland, and the French have a rich culture in their country, and the Germans and the British, and you know, but we're very proud as Irish people in our cultural identity. But when I look at Nagaland and I see, you know, the hundreds of performers that we saw, the young people who are so proud of their culture, the clothes they wear, the earrings the young girls were wearing, which are Naga, the beautiful jewellery, the clothes, the fashion. It's something very obvious to me that young people in Naga are instilled at a very young age with a pride in their identity and in their culture. So I think we could learn a lot from that. I think we need to do more in Ireland to make sure that young people have a similar approach to Irish culture.
Thank you, Ambassador Kelly, for sharing valuable insights on Ireland's partnership at the Hornbill Festival and the growing bonds between our two nations. Your perspective offers a clear understanding on how culture, collaboration and shared values continue to bring India and Ireland closer together. Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you very much.
Friends, you were listening to Ambassador of Ireland to India, Mr. Kevin Kelly, who was in conversation with Asuno. And now, folks, enjoy the song Come Together, written and composed by Trans Effect and Mesnan Lemtur. The song reflects the spirit of pride, resilience and togetherness, marking the Hornbill Festival's vibrant celebrations of life, tradition and diversity.
There's a place where love transcends, people so warm and kind, caring and helpful and all they do, and hearts so true, with love as their guiding light. This is the land we all call home.
All call home.
The sky's so bright and the air so clear, a place where joy is always, always near. Our voices intertwine, we celebrate tonight. We come together.
And with this, we come to the end of this program. Join us again next week for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and do take good care of yourself.
The fields where culture bloom, in the place the sunset glow, painting the sky with shades of gold, seasons come and go. In the warmth of the firelight, we gather close and share.
Looking for the remedies, side to side, we're not alone. The land that we see in every story, filled with the soul of every spirit, voice in the love for which was buried. Let it be known, let it be known. For the stories we tell till the break of dawn, everybody around looking so beautiful. What it's time to be alive and be free. Raise your glass, let's make it so. Cheers to the moment we'll never forget.
Was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.